Hi, I'm Madonna Guy, and this is the Natural Alternative Podcast. Welcome. I'd love to introduce Antonella Spatola today. Antonella is awesome when it comes to looking after women and allowing them to empower themselves in their lives with everything from trauma-informed self-defense and personality profiling. And she's also a lead instructor for ESD Australia, Wisdom for Women, and has just started her charity, True to You. So you are all over the women's space. How did you get into this, Antonella?
Oh gosh. Funnily enough, I wasn't in the women's space growing up, especially when I turned 18. I went straight into martial arts, and I was usually the only female in a very male-dominated space of kung fu. And then it wasn't until 2018 where I was invited to go to New York. Everything was paid for. It was a 7-day boot camp, and that's when I met my tribe of being amongst all these women from all around the world with all these different backgrounds doing what I have been doing for the last, back then 15 or so years, which was teaching self-defense from a feminine perspective. So ever since 2018, I realized that I wasn't honoring my feminine. I wasn't honoring, the strengths as a woman, because I always have been training with men, which is nothing wrong with that. But we now, I guess, with social media, there's so much more information about us women and our cycles and going through perimenopause. So social media has really opened up a whole conversation about the difference between women and men in terms of empowerment. So I can tell you that back then, being around men, I was doing things quite masculine. But now, since 2018, being around and meeting so many women from around the world, I'm now becoming more feminine in the way I teach self-defense, if that
Oh,
makes sense.
fabulous. So what is it that drives you working with women? Like, do you have a few examples of the type of women who you've supported and examples of how that empowers them?
They say that like you teach what you wished you had growing up. And coming to Australia at 8 years old with no English, and
Where
just,
from, Antonella?
well, I was born in Germany, but my whole family's from Sicily. So I'm Italian. So I was brought up to be very passive, very quiet. Don't rock the boat. Don't speak up. Don't say what you want or need. And that didn't do, I mean, I nothing's ever happened to me, thank God. But I, in hindsight, if I had skills that I'm teaching now, I think life would look very, very differently. So my passion and what drives me is really breaking and or unprogramming what society and what schools have taught us as young girls and women to be nice, to be polite at our own detriment. So we're now stepping into our power where we can still be again feminine, strong feminine, be leaders, but still with a big heart, nurturing, be soft. And we don't have to, be in our masculine energy. So there's a time and place for everything, but I think I know for me, I've just been brought up like very, very masculine in terms of be strong, be resilient. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's got me very far. But why not be able to tap into your feminine energy as well?
Absolutely. And I sort of think, that's part of the whole education system, isn't it? A lot of the place around the world, it's 6 hours a day where it's told to sit down, don't be an individual. Make sure you do what everyone else is doing. Don't wear different socks. Don't wear those earrings. Don't wear that hairdo. It's very much getting people into doing what they need to do to fit in and be like everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. It's structure. And again, I have nothing against structure. I'm very organized. But the structure, again, when we learn about the feminine, we are four different people in 1 month based on our cycles. Sometimes we are driven, like I'm right now, I'm quite, sort of energized. And in my, when I do my Pilates and my exercise, I'm quite strong. But, last week, I'm disjointed and And again, we're comparing ourselves to how men are, that they're quite consistent, you know. So I
Yes.
used to, growing up again in martial arts, being surrounded by males, I always try to keep up with them. Instead of right now, young women are being taught that you can't keep up with the masculine. It's understanding your cycles
Yeah.
and again, yeah, the school system definitely is not designed for us to tap into our potential. It's designed for us just to, you know, say yes and just bow our heads to authorities that are about power
Yeah.
and control.
Yes. And yes. And I sort of look at the women who have been in control in the last 5 years, you know, while I've been paying more attention to politics than, you know, and they're not soft, kind women, even the ones who pretend they are. And then you hear their connections with the globalists, the connections with places where they are not after us to speak our minds and live our truth and live, you know, with sovereignty. So it's really interesting looking at the women in power worldwide. And I can't think of a single one who seems to be moving forward with heart and soul and kindness.
No, they use it as a, like, I'm a strong, empowered woman, you know, got kids at home and a supportive husband. But sorry, you're a bitch. Like,
Yes,
you
yes.
are horrible. You are, I, you're evil. You know,
Yeah,
and they're
yeah.
just masking behind that whole the womanhood, which does not is not honoring real women.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, you know, I heard this great saying, these people, these women that are, you know, that love power, it's the love of power. Instead, we need to turn that around, and it's the power of love.
Yeah.
You know, so again, these women are, even in when I used to work in corporate, the women that were CEOs, you know, they dressed nice and heels and skirts, but they didn't care about you. At the end of the day, they were approaching their work in a very masculine way. And
Yes.
you know, here we are, we're supposed to support each other as women and you know, women empowerment again, but as soon
And I
as
sort of wonder how they manage that. Maybe they're on medications or something that suppress, you know, their feminine, you know, because let's face it, as soon as we're on SSRIs, you know, antidepressants, anti-anxiety, do you have a lot of women and children who see you who are on those medications where that has really messed with their ability to step out into the world and speak their truth? Because one of the side effects I heard just recently, it was in a podcast with, you know, the ultimate human guy, Gary Brecker. So
Oh,
he
yeah.
interviewed a woman who was talking about cleansing our bodies before trying to fall pregnant, how much we've got to do it more now than ever before because of the medical interventions the last 5 years, and how one of the things is that SSRIs can have a permanent effect on libido. Like, that's one of the long-term effects that they know about. But of course, you know, there's a blue pill for everyone as on top of it. So it's.
Yes. Are you also talking about the contraceptive pill?
Well, yeah, I don't. It really affects, well, it affects every other hormone in the body as well.
Yes.
And it was the first drug. This was sort of interesting to actually, maybe it was Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He sort of was talking about that was the first drug ever in the history of humanity that was given to someone every single day. Before then, there was no chronic medications, which is
Yeah.
sort of interesting to know, isn't it? That's the first one.
Yes. Well, I mean, I remember now back, like in my uni days when I was doing my psychology degree, you know, how much the system was telling women that may have had like PMS, like mood swings or post natal depression, and all of a sudden she was a psycho. Or any woman that may have been more in touch with their heart space, or you know, were just more emotional. Well, she's a psycho. She's crazy. She's, and they would throw her in the in the institution. So yeah, I'm not surprised. But have I had women? You know, I have had women that automatically just are upset if a doctor does not prescribe her antidepressants like she feels entitled to.
Yes.
And I can see that's the kind of programming that, again, it's like giving away her power to something else. Something's wrong with you, you know. And
And
you think,
unfortunately, that's just 60 years of brainwashing,
exactly. Yeah.
you
And his
know?
appeal to, you know, solve the problems when really there are problems on a mind, body, and soul level, and a holistic approach is what's required. And to sit down, you know, like you go into the doctor and you spend what, 5 minutes, and they all of a sudden prescribe you things that without really knowing your background and your goals and your body autonomy. And yeah, his appeal, and the detriment that that does to somebody. You know, and that's why I love what you do, because you know, you do give, I come to you, you know, you give me time, you listen, you really care. Your mission is to listen to my issues at the time, and then we work together, we have a conversation. It's not like, oh well, here's the answer.
Yeah,
So
as you're saying that, it sort of it makes me wonder again if people, when they come to you, because this happens to me when people have never been listened to, they start chatting and then they apologize for offloading.
yes.
And I think this is your time. This is exactly what you're here for. If you don't get it out of your brain, you're going to go crazy. So you're better off. Yeah, right. So you have that as well.
Yes. And again, it keeps coming back to that male structure, that, you know, women are not supposed to speak and express and connect with the heart space and have give themselves permission to just be curious and to share. You know, we're taking like they we think that, oh, we're taking your time. Oh, you know, my time is not worth it. Let me pay
Yeah.
you hundreds of dollars. But you do, you know, you do most of the talking, whereas with you, it's the other way around. So, yeah, I
Yeah, and
think,
people like here in Australia, it's 4 to 6 minutes the average doctor appointment. You know,
yeah.
so you have to pay for a longer appointment. And of course, you know, I think our longest appointments in Australia are maybe 20 minutes. And the poor old doctors don't get, I mean, you know, they don't get a heck of a lot when they do a lot of longer appointments, you know, for them and their insurance and all of the everything that goes along with it. Unfortunately, they need more people per hour.
Yeah.
It's a
I
weird
wonder if it's
system.
because if you did spend time with your patient, you would uncover a can of worms, because there's so much, you know, it's what is it, what is not being said?
Oh, yes. What's under that iceberg?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you support men as well, or it's all women?
Well, I get that question a lot. I have no issues with supporting men. I love men, and I when I was teaching martial arts, most of my students were men that loved learning from a female, the f soft female perspective. But when it comes to ESD or empowerment through
So what's
self-discipline,
ESD?
ESD is a holistic approach where you use your verbal, emotional, psychological, and physical skills to be able to recognize red flag behaviors with people that you know, all the way to strangers, and be able to, through training, be able to respond in real time when things happen.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't want to even say that it's a feminist approach, because the word feminist has been butchered.
Yes.
And a lot of people are like, oh no, I'm not a feminist anymore because of feminism. But it traditionally was a feminist approach to the pathology of abuse and violence from men to women.
Yeah.
So martial arts looks at, it's a code, it's a discipline, and looks at the violence of men on men, but ESD looks at the issues of male violence to female violence. And then, yeah, we create, I call them brave circles, where women can share and realize that maybe they don't even recognize they might be in a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
And we empower the freedom to choose. We give the individual the freedom to choose decide how to respond. So we'd never say, this is what you should do. You should have done that. It's never about victim blaming or shaming. It's about, again, giving the individual the permission that she needs to be able to respond the way she needs to respond. And if she doesn't respond, that's a choice and that needs to be celebrated. So,
Nice.
we, yeah, it is, it's very nice.
And you've
So,
been
yeah.
using the Enneagram within your work for a long time as well. So the personality typing, which I just love as well. I first found it about 30 years ago. And so how do you utilize the personality profiling within your work?
Oh my goodness, love this question. Yeah, so the Enneagram looks at nine different types of the way we think, feel, and behave and project onto the world. There's nine filters, and we all predominantly sit in one of those types. And I'll keep it short. The way I have looked at the Enneagram is that we are also the nine types are divided into a freeze, fight, and flight personality type. And when you learn to know what type you lead with by through observation and self inner work, you start to realize that in your relationships, how you present and show up. When you're stressed, or when people are pushing your buttons, or when you're uncomfortable, is either through fighting, so aggressively responding, or freezing, like you just can't think or do anything in that moment, or fleeing, getting away from the situation. So when we discover that, oh yeah, for example, I'm a nine type, I'm a peacekeeper,
I
I'm
was wondering if you were a two or a nine.
yes, and those two get very 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 similar. So the nines, we always find a way to keep the peace, and so knowing that when I'm confronted, let's say by a colleague at work who keeps taking advantage of me, to keep the peace and not to cause any issues, I will I'll avoid a conversation with her. I would try and turn up an hour later so I don't have to meet with her, or try and not get into the same groups as her. Now that's a flight behavior and it's not addressing the situation. So the situation is always there. But I'm doing what I have been programmed to do and to keep myself safe. But once we become aware of this response, I know that life is not about moving away or trying to keep the peace all the time. My challenge for my self-growth is to find strategies of confronting that situation and using my words, regulating my emotions, and deciding what boundary do I want to set with this person so I don't feel I need to keep avoiding the situation. And it goes also for people that are, let's say, the fight types, the aggressive, their natural response to stressful situations or people that piss them off is to be confrontational and get in their face and give them
Like
a
the
piece.
eight, the controller, the protector.
The eights, the sevens, and the threes.
Oh, our seven's in there as well.
The sevens are there as well.
Right.
Yes. So they have no issues when they're confronted to just get in there like a bulldog and be really like, quite actually aggressive. So they, on the other hand, need to realize, oh shit, I'm always getting myself in trouble by putting my foot in it, when really what I need to do is take a breath and just take a few steps back and self-regulate and calm myself down and decide how do I want to engage with this person to have more of a calmer conversation. So it's the opposite of what the nines and the fours and the fives are. So there's no right and wrong. The magic is in recognizing when you have these reactions. And we
Right.
want to turn the reaction into a response. And the magic is in that second of going, oh, here I go again. Oop, zip it. Or for me, move toward it. Don't be scared of it. Confront the situation, have a conversation with her so she knows exactly where my boundaries are. And the Enneagram is taught all around the world. I'm part of a worldwide community, and we all say that if kids from school learn about who they are, what type of personality they lead with, we wouldn't have wars, we wouldn't have issues. It'll be so much more harmonious. And when we have conflict, which is nothing wrong with conflict, but when we have conflict, we actually approach it in an emotionally mature way, which is I will self-regulate and become aware of where I am reactive, and you will be aware of where you are reactive. And then we work with ourselves and bring our best selves forward.
Yeah, beautiful. Nice. So when someone rings you up, how do you decide what you're going to do with them?
Yeah, well, my
Because I know
first.
you do like a 15-minute chat, to see if you're right to work with someone.
Yes, they need to be okay with me being pushy and forward, and that kind of adage of cruel to be kind. All
Yeah.
right, some people can't handle it. Now, I'm one of the kindest people you will meet, kindest, not nicest. I'm nice too, but I'm also very kind, and my intention is for the individual to get the best for themselves. So they need to handle my forwardness, which in Australia, a lot of people can't handle forward people. And they need to take responsibility for their own growth. What does that mean? It means that you learn the skills and the techniques, then you go home. And you integrate them in your life. You practice, you practice, you practice, you practice. And then you come back to me and you say, that worked really well, or I could have done that better, or I want to change something else, or I didn't expect that's how he would react. I've got to find another way. So it's never about blaming me that my strategy didn't work, or blaming herself that she's dumb and she will never learn, or blaming the system. And because of the system, nothing will ever change. It's really taking responsibility for your own actions, your own thoughts, your own decisions. And if people are able to be honest with themselves that the only person they can change is themselves, then
Yeah.
we will work really well together.
Yeah. And as we know, when we're going into a situation where it's been conflict, like just say you've got a boss who you need to be strong and set some boundaries with, we all know that if you go in with confidence, the boss is going to treat you in a totally different way to if you go in with fear and anxiety. So it's two totally different ball games.
Yes, and I would also add in self-worth.
Yeah.
Self-worth is the underpinning of everything. If you believe you are worthy of a promotion, you're worthy of someone's time, you're worthy of someone's energy, you're worthy of someone's love, you're worthy of someone's friendship, you're worthy of this promotion, you could still be shit scared inside. You could be freaking out because you want it so bad. There's a difference between being scared and in versus like being in fear that you don't believe you're worth having it. So there's a lot of core beliefs in there that are playing out. It does take a lot of work on yourself. Hence, I'm a big believer in transformational growth. My programs are transformational, meaning that you cannot unsee what you see when you learn through my programs, because we haven't been taught this stuff.
Yeah.
There's a difference between, like you were saying, always apologizing, apologizing. I'm sorry for you taking your time. I'm sorry for this. Like, I'm sorry for being alive. I'm sorry for being a
Yeah.
woman.
I love pointing that out to women, because it's nearly always a woman. And I say, you realize you've apologized five times. This is
Yes.
your session. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, exactly. There's a lot behind it. Like, what are you sorry for? Like, for breathing, for taking space.
Yeah,
You know.
why do you feel you're not worthy to be here on
Yes.
the planet?
Yes, exactly. And look, you know, I say to everybody, what I teach, I apply to myself too. And I practice, because life is not what happens to you, it happens for you. So, you know, we level up. So, okay, now we manage to be assertive and set boundaries with a particular friend, and then life throws at you a colleague that you have to work with, and you're like having these personal issues with them, and now it's an opportunity for you to level up your skills and be able to respond in a way that is honoring your needs. So you life will always throw you people that will challenge you. And it's not about them. It's about looking at yourself and going, okay, this person is really pushing my buttons. We can all put the attention on that person and go, oh, she's a bitch, she's rude, she's arrogant, she's obnoxious, she's ignorant. Yeah, maybe so.
But how do
Maybe.
I need to react to get the best out of
Exactly.
myself in that situation?
Exactly. I always say you want to train yourself so it becomes water off a duck's back. Shit will not stick on you. Like, don't other people's shit is should not stick on you. You should have so much self-worth that you observe what's going on, but you don't absorb it because you're like, mate, I've done the work on myself. I have gone through a lot of challenges to become resilient, to love myself, to have self-worth, to have self-respect. Someone like that is not taking a piece of me. And that takes time for someone to develop that belief system. Yeah.
I remember being at a coffee shop with someone. We were having a chat because of a conflict we were having. And I remembered in the moment, and she was getting really riled up and angry, and that counseling part of my brain was just sort of watching it going, this is really interesting that that's the perspective. And people are absolutely entitled to their own perspectives, but man, sometimes people get it totally flipped. And once they've got it flipped, sometimes they can't undo it. You will forever be that person or that personality, and there's nothing they can do about it because their brain has already made that decision and they're not willing to shift.
You know, it's really important for individuals that facilitate programs. You know, that like ourselves, you know, we have a responsibility to hold that space for the individual, for them to become self-aware. Because if more people are self-aware of themselves by, again, looking in the mirror, knowing what patterns they keep attracting, the common denominator is always you. It's like, oh, every time I'll go to, and you know, you could go job to job to job, and you hear someone say, these people are so rude, I hate them. And then you go to another job, these people are rude as well. You know, it's like, well, how is it that you always find rude people? That what's going on there? And you know, it's I learned that for people like ourselves that generally want people to live empowering lives where they can be discerning, where they have the capacity to critically question what's going on, you know, to not just accept everything they hear and read, to
And
take
that's
the
what I was
time.
thinking earlier on when you were talking. These skills that you teach women, also, if they see that abuse or challenge or their Enneagram personalities within their little sphere, they'll also see it on the television, in government, in, world events, and then they might be able to start really getting a handle on what's really going on.
I know. And you know what, Madonna, like the biggest sort of what's the word I want to say? Subject is coercive control, like in the space that I'm in with DV and abuse and violence, coercive control. Well, the whole issue of coercive control, you know, for those of us who are not in an abusive relationship with an intimate partner or someone that we know, you know, for many of us, we're in an abusive relationship with our systems, our decision makers, our governing bodies. And all you need to do is just be aware.
Yes.
Just be aware and go, right, where am I giving my power away? Where is someone feeling that they have more power over my freedoms than somebody else? Just to start questioning these things, that it's no difference to talking to an individual who is aware that she's in a coercive control relationship with her intimate partner. But I, more than not, I actually see from all my travels around the world and talking to hundreds and hundreds of people that they are in a coercive control relationship with their maybe workplace, their boss, their regional council, their governments, the system.
Yes.
And you just need to be aware of it. That's all you need to do. Be aware of it and decide how you want to respond.
Yes. Because otherwise we'll wake up in 20 years and go, gee, how the heck did this happen?
Yeah, it's that frog in the boiling water, right?
Yeah, we're all being boiled.
Yeah,
Some
true.
of us are jumping out, trying not
Yeah.
to jump back in again.
Oh, look, I'm recognizing more and more women, and men, but for women, they're starting to question, right? They're starting to go, something's not right. My body's not feeling healthy. I don't understand why. I mean, you would see this in your
It's
practice.
heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. So, because of these, anyway, yes, women seem to be targeted with these current shenanigans, these COVID jabs. So many women are having issues now.
Yeah. And again, it was a whole message of be a good person. If you
Yes.
cared, you would do this. Do this for your community. And again, it's programming women that if you don't do that, then you must be a bad woman. And of course, women don't want to be considered bad because we are innately good, loving humans. So it's understanding, the NLP, the neuro-linguistic
Oh,
programming that we.
beautiful.
And again, like you can't unsee it when you see it. When I heard one of our politicians say, if you do what we say, we will give you, we will reward you with your freedom. And I'm thinking, my freedom is not yours to take in the first place. Whose is it? Whose is it? Well, it's our sovereign right that our freedom is our freedom.
Now it's been a very strange 5 years, hasn't it? Oh, yes.
It has been strange. It has been beautiful. It has been devastating, heartbreaking. But the resilience and, from a macro perspective, we've had to go through that because, yes, there are lots of frustrations when we look at, focus on the little details, absolutely. But if we look at the big picture, more and more people are starting to notice what's going on and power in that.
So you see people and teach them personal, what, karate or, sorry,
Well, it's kung fu.
kung fu, yes.
Yep.
So that's
So,
one of
yeah, that's one of the approaches.
transformational coaching.
Yes, that's where we talk about, taking accountability and responsibility for yourself. And stop blaming and shaming and judging and justifying and attacking yourself and others. So again, it's just a recognition of when we are below the line. I can't change. That's just how I am. This is how my parents brought me up. Or my English is never, it's not great because I learned English when I was 8 years old. That kind of thinking again makes us not responsible for ourselves, and it's from little examples to big examples, like, oh no, I don't have the money. I can never invest in myself. Well, there's so many things for free,
Yeah, that's right. Have you noticed, have you worked with the ACE scores, adverse child events,
I
or
heard,
adverse childhood experiences?
yes, we were talking about this yesterday, and my American colleagues use this a lot over in America. Yeah, well, how do you use it?
Well, my brother, who's a holistic counselor, David, he works in here on Tuesdays and Thursdays with me, and he uses that to assess how long it's going to take someone to change. So the higher the ACE score, the more likely they are to have, say, narcissistic tendencies or tendencies to lie about everything, because they've often been so abused and traumatized as a childhood, that they've been taught, again, the home system, the family system has taught them to either be the scapegoat or to not tell anyone what's going on at home. So therefore they become quite a secretive human being a lot of the time and they don't put their family first even. They sort of put themselves first above everyone else. And but it's quite damaging and they have a lot more ill health. So there's been study, I think it was done in Nelson, New Zealand, if my memory serves. And basically there's 10 questions. You can go look them up online. And I think I'm a 3. One of my friends is a 10 out of 10. But the higher we are, the more likely we are to develop all-cause mortality.
Wow.
So it's just everything.
And does your friend fit that sort of?
My 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She has autoimmune disease, she has osteoporosis, she has thyroid issues. Yeah, she has everything. She's
Yeah.
and it was because of obesity actually that the psychologist started looking at it. Because what they started doing was finding people who were really stuck with their weight, and they found that a lot of these people had had traumatic childhoods. So it made them start looking into the connection between our traumatic childhoods and then our health as an adult. And they started looking at the statistics and followed these people up for like 20 years, which is how they got this amazing data. And
Wow.
it's just awful, like it's on average, if we've got a 4 ACE or higher, then we live on average 15 years less than other people. Things like that. And
Yeah.
it creates isolation, it creates loneliness because this, and I'm not even saying narcissism is a bad thing, because if you've been taught narcissism because you've been abused as a childhood, it's a protective mechanism. It's a way that you can keep putting yourself first so someone can't hurt you again. But it can
Exactly.
stop you from connecting with your children, stop you from connecting with your partner, stop
Yeah.
you from having really good friends. Unless there are other narcissists and other people with high ACE scores. So it keeps you in that same world, letting you know that you're okay doing this because that's what I do too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm
Yes.
abusive to my partner. You're abusive to your partner. We're the ones who are being victimized by our partners. Yeah.
Yes.
It's really interesting, the ACE sort of information. And it often does come out. And the other thing, and this is very controversial, but the people who have been, like the American version, the Diddy stuff, the Epstein stuff, the Weinstein stuff, I've had 3 clients in the last couple of years who are ritualistic abuse survivors. So they don't come out and say that as a general rule. That's the sort of thing that you have to. Again, create that space so that their story can come out so that they can start feeling that you're another area in their world that they can feel safe and, yeah, safe. Because obviously there was no safety when their parents were palming them off. There was no safety with their abuse.
Yeah, I love the question that Gabor Mate says. It's not what's wrong with you, it's what happened to you.
Yeah, he's beautiful, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I noticed like back in 2018, that's where I learned the whole concept of trauma informed, and since then I've had to use it because you can imagine. In my workshops, by creating that space, women feel safe to share. And with women, they feel like they have been isolated and alone, something's wrong with them. But as soon as like someone starts sharing openly and becomes vulnerable, it allows others to share their story as well. And that's one of the 5 principles of ESD, which is tell. And that he tell when you tell, we know that when we share, excuse me, we feel there's a load. It's come, the trauma has come out of our mouth. There's and we have been lightened. Is that the right English word? we've been lightened just by sharing. It's like, oh, I feel better now because that, so we know that the trauma stays in the body.
Yes,
So,
absolutely. The body holds the score. Yes. Yeah.
exactly. And so, the holistic approach and one of the things that I advocate for the women is that, like, my workshop could be the first point for them to realize that they have a lot of trauma, or they are in an abusive relationship, or that they actually want to be more assertive. And then, I encourage them to seek out other forms of support. So if it is, hormones or health, it's like, hey, I know an amazing woman. Her name's Madonna Guy. Go and see Madonna. Somebody that needs support with addictions, or someone that, so one of my loves is to collaborate and form a community where you can say to women, look, this is it sounds like you need more support in this area. Go and see Madonna. Go and see Janine. Go and see,
Yes.
yeah, bringing that whole concept of community again is so it's vital for us women to connect again with ourselves and with each other. That's
Yes.
where the magic happens.
And I think everyone needs their tribe around them. Like you said, what you found in New York, you found your tribe. How cool is that? You know, I've got a little group of practitioners who although these days I've got so many cute tools in my clinic that I don't tend to need them so much, which is awesome. But, I've got a couple of kinesiologists who do different things. I've got an osteopath. It's sort of nice to have my chiro. I love him, so there's all these nice little people in my world. That
Yeah.
it's we need people that we can go, that's who I need to go see. Yeah.
Yes, and you might have to change a few
Yeah,
months here, a few
absolutely.
months over there. That's the whole holistic approach, right?
Yes. And
And
especially as we get older and start developing challenges, that are taking away from our life rather than adding to it, we
yes.
need to have alternate opinions, be open to what's going
Yeah.
on around the world, what solutions there are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've been talking a lot about women, which is great because we are women, so we know what it's like. We have a lived in experience, but I think men also need the support. What do
Oh,
you
they
reckon?
do. Absolutely. Because they're less likely to go to the doctor. They're less likely to get themselves checked out. I had a husband and wife in this week, and I think she dragged him along. So he sort of came in with absolutely nothing wrong with him, and I was sort of filling out my forms, and there was nothing, 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 until he admitted that he had 10 drinks a day. And I thought, oh, okay, that's sort of interesting. So, so think, what is underneath that?
Yeah.
Now, I know that when I have a glass of wine, it calms my brain down. So I'm fully aware that I do it to calm the farm sometimes. If I've had a big day, if I've had a lot going on, clients with really challenging issues, I just want it to be out of my brain so that I can sleep through the night because there's some big stuff going on. But yeah, it
Yeah.
is very interesting because I'll bet he doesn't even know why he has 10 drinks every night.
No,
Yeah.
because knowing, consciously knowing, again, opens the can of worms, and you're only dealing with the symptom, not the cause.
Yes.
And it's the cause that we shy away from.
Yeah.
That's the hard part. But exactly the stuff that we need is hard, is what we need to focus on.
Yeah.
And I think what we're trying to do is develop this culture in our community, in our workspace, that being vulnerable and feeling supported and not judged, I
Yeah.
think is the important of like, so you have 10 drinks a day. Okay, fine. Doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Yes.
Are you curious to find out a little bit more, and it is about building that rapport then and building that trust and holding that space. And it is a journey. The individual then takes ownership of their life by going, right, I can choose to explore and be curious about some stuff that has been in my subconscious, Or I can choose just to ignore it and keep having 10 drinks, and those 10 drinks may end up with 20 drinks one day. Who knows?
Yes, that and that 20 drinks may become diabetes and heart disease and,
Yes.
cancer.
Yes.
So,
Yeah, I'm a big believer in being conscious, like as much as you can, conscious of why you think the way you do, why you repeat behaviors, why you react, not respond, why you react the way you do. Those You can get all those answers if you do the work on yourself. And another thing with our system is that our system has created us to be busy, 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 work, 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 work. That the focus is all on external and not internal. And there's a reason why that is, because we have infinite power within ourselves. It's so untapped, that if humanity starts realizing the potential that we have inside, we could actually just turn this planet into a form of utopia, but we're not there yet.
We're not there yet,
Yeah.
but it does feel like more people are waking up to the shenanigans, which is lovely.
Yeah,
Like,
exactly.
5 years ago, I'd never heard of the World Economic Forum. 5 years ago, I was unaware of how controlling the World Health Organization was. 5 years ago, I had no idea about the UN and its, Agenda 2030 and all that sort of thing. So I think people are becoming more aware of that, and
Yeah.
that is very cool, because these days, it's unusual for me to meet someone who hasn't heard anything. It still happens, and that blows my mind as well.
Yes.
Someone coming in for cancer, and I sort of say, "Well, have you had any of the COVID jabs?" And they say, "Oh, it's three." I go, "Well, do you know about the turbo cancers?" And a lot of people have heard absolutely nothing. So it's sort of nice now, so many studies are being done that it's really easy to point them to the mechanisms, but that gives me more information as a naturopath as well. Because a normal 5 years ago, a cancer was a totally different ball game to now. You need to know what you're going to do to help to clean up that body after such a genetic disturbance that we've
Yeah.
created.
Yeah. And in my feeds on social media, I've been learning that there has been so many options to deal with the diagnosis, things that we never, well, in the mainstream would never have considered or heard of. And now it's starting to become a little bit more normal to say certain things. And again, it's the power of discernment, critically question and research. And what I say to everybody is to stop judging people if they only listen to sound bites. Oh, he's this and this and he's racist and he's. Have you ever heard a long form interview? Not more, not just one, but more than one. And then you can tell me if that person is as bad as you say he is. So again, just being aware. And making empowered choices of doing your research. Just do your research.
Exactly. I was really lucky. Luckily I'm terrified of needles for a start, so that puts me on an easy spot to say no. But I was very lucky to have done my thesis in vaccines 30 years ago. And then I did, at the beginning of 2020, I was sent copies of some patents associated with coronaviruses at the beginning of 2020, before they even started talking about the jabs and stuff. So, it's sort of like it's every time I've added more information for the last 5 years, it goes, well, that makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. So, unfortunately, it's just been watching a slow-moving train, going through an unsuspecting population.
It's heartbreaking to feel powerless, it's like, hello, look over here, instead of look where they want you to look. We've just lost that, the ability to trust our intuition, trust our just go back to simple, go back to simple.
So any final tips for people, like if you were to, sort of have a bit of a sound bite that sort of would just to pick people up, what would it be?
If you can imagine a better life for yourself, it means that it is possible. if you are imagining a better life, but you have no clue how to achieve that, that's a good thing. And it's a good thing because that means that you get to choose the steps that you are going to take, baby steps, one day at a time, to start putting that puzzle piece together. Because right now, your life might be feeling like it's just a big puzzle piece. Maybe there are puzzle pieces missing. Maybe you have a box of puzzles, but you actually don't have that picture of what that puzzle will look like. So you have no idea where to start. That could be like your life right now. But if you can imagine that you are deserving and worthy of a better life, it is up to you. That's a good thing. It's up to you. You don't have to wait for anybody to come and knock on your door and say, "Hey, here's your life. All easy." All you have to do is just to reach, trust your intuition, reach out to the people that resonate with your way of thinking, that genuinely want to empower you. If you don't have the means right now to go and seek those people, there is so much information that's free. Listen to podcasts, and connect with local people. Go on Meetup and be surrounded by people that take accountability and responsibility for their own selves and own lives. And I promise you that your world starts changing because you start making different decisions. And when you start making different decisions, the universe will give you different options. So it really is up to you. If you can imagine it, it is possible. That's what I
Yeah.
would say.
Beautiful. Now, how do people contact you, Antonella?
You can go and email me info@esdtraining.com.au. My website's wisdomforwomen.com.au, which I'm working on updating, which is exciting. Social media on Facebook, again, Wisdom for Women. Not so much on Instagram these days, but yeah, just connect, reach out. And if you are having thoughts of, "No, I shouldn't connect," I want you just to stop and realize, whoa, what was that thought in your mind right there just stopping you from reaching out? And have the courage to reach out to those that can support you.
Beautiful. That is awesome. I have just liked your page, Wisdom for Women, Empowerment, Self-Defense Australia. I'll pop a little thingamajig down the bottom with your email, and that's awesome. Thank you so much, Antonella.
Thank you, Madonna, for being such a great, fun, honest advocate for human health. I love what you do, and I feel the change in myself. It supports me to be empowered to be able to support others, right? So you need people that you respect, like I respect you. You inspire me, and that helps me do the same for other people. So thank you for all you're doing as well.
You are welcome. And I'm going to finish with Gary Brecker's question. What do you think it means to be an ultimate human being?
To be an ultimate human
Yeah,
being,
what's your ultimate human being?
it's when you can quieten your mind, take a pause, breathe, and no matter what's happening on the outside, you're saying right here, right now, it's perfect.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Madonna.
Talk to you soon. Bye.